course it's going to be stupid. What is Brent? What are you chomping on? You're chewing on some. Is it wood? Wood chips? Yeah, wood chips.
Jason Voorhees mints. They're not even mints. They're like fruit. They're like hard candy type deals. They're little hatchets.
Have you had those since the 80s or what?
No, these are brand new. I think we got them for Christmas.
Oh.
And I'm just now eating them. They're not that good. I've gone through half of them already.
Are you wearing them? Are you eating them only because you're wearing a flannel right now?
I'm wearing a flannel, but it's just a little chilly in Casa de Brent, at least in the West Wing.
Okay. Which the West Wing means the garage.
Yeah, which is on the east side.
Yeah.
So.
But you're on the west side of the east side of your of the wing.
Yeah. Stage left of the house.
Man, I have a degree in theater, and I still get that fucked up. The stage left, stage right, and house left, house right.
What is it? Stage left, stage right means if you're on stage looking out. That's the way you do it.
Yes.
Okay. Exit stage left.
Now, what is house left, house right? That's if you're staring at the stage.
I believe so. Yes.
Okay.
But I could be wrong because I tell dick jokes now.
Mm-hmm.
Did you finish your degree, Ryan?
I did.
Wow.
In theater.
In theater with an acting emphasis.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. College grad here, everybody. College grad. Yeah.
Where'd you go again?
Indiana State University.
That's right. Isn't that where famous?
The Fighting Larry Birds.
That's right. The Fighting Birds. The Fighting, the thick white guys.
We're talking about the Fighting's Birds.
We're talking about the Fighting Birds. Stoked, Steve. Yeah. Indiana State, class of 2006. Because it took me 5 years and I took a year off for no goddamn reason.
Okay. What'd you do in that year?
Jerked it.
Okay.
Just ranked it.
We all know that you were jerking in school too. So that's
but I felt I needed to take a year off of school to really focus on my jerking.
But you jerked it in Europe.
I jerked back across Europe.
Oh, those poor hostels.
Yeah, just everywhere. It's like I seem to find myself. I jerked off in Belgium.
Yeah,
I jerked off in Austria.
The Good Creaming chocolate. Tower Pizza.
Yep. Yeah. The Colosseum. You went to Rome.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, my face.
That's disgusting.
06-07, the year of the jerkin' and gherkin.
Yeah, it was little fun fact. So I actually had a pretty good scholarship and grants for 4 years.
What, one of them handicap grants?
It was for being too goddamn handsome. Here's $1,000 for being cute as a button.
You got one of them crippled scholarships to go act on the stage.
Oh, is that DEI? Is that what that was? The grants and stuff I had covered 4 years. When I took the year off and then came back to do the fifth year, it more than doubled the amount I ended up owing on my student loans.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's how they college get you. For you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I would go on to pay those student loans because I got third place on America's Got Talent.
USA.
That's the only way you can pay off student loans anymore.
I had a scholarship because I was smart and poor.
No way.
My mom applied for that.
No, and, poor, I believe, but the smart thing?
Yeah, I was back in the day. I used to be a real looker, too.
Wow.
Wore an onion on my belt, as was the style.
Which was the style at the time. I didn't know that that was all taken care of it like my freshman year. So I think I did take out student loans, but I didn't know that they were loans. I just signed papers. So then I ended up having like $9,000 and student loans after the fact. But I bought
it's honestly pretty low. For in the grand scheme, it still sucks because that $9,000 could quickly become $80,000 based on interest and stuff.
Had I not paid it off, but I bought a car, bought a computer and a laptop. Those are two different purchases.
Yeah,
because you need in an apartment. You need a computer for sitting and a computer for fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, one to eat, one to fuck.
That's right.
Anything's a sex doll if you fuck it. That was actually a question I was going to add. Now, Johnny, did you take out student loans when you went to university?
Did I? I just got done. Oh man, yeah, I wanted to shoot a video and I forgot. Really, it's a gassy kind of day. It's
yeah. Well, I wonder why our numbers are going down, Johnny.
Well, you know, it's been a long week. The two new dogs just got fixed, and so
what new dogs? What's this?
Oh, a lot has happened since. When did we last record? I think it may have been the
I think September of 23. That's what we stacked them up.
Yeah. No, the last time we recorded, I want to say was the night of the 18th. We got dogs on the 19th. So. Okay.
You said, when you say you got dogs, it sounds like, yeah, we had raccoons in the chimney.
Oh, man, we got dogs. They were up in the attic.
Oh.
Someone's been feeding them.
Yeah, we just pushed the dogs off the porch with a broom.
Okay, no. we got a lot to talk about here. We got to focus, though. We got focus.
Well, anyways, well, we're student loans. Yes.
Start there first. Then we'll talk about your stupid dogs you won't shut up about.
So my college that no longer exists was, you know, it was an expensive health sciences private school. I got like a little bit of a smart kid scholarship, but not like Brent because I'm not a smart. And I just had to take out a lot of student loans. So I was on the 20-year plan, but I think I finished up. Yeah, I finished up like right around the middle of 2023, something like that. Maybe a little bit before that. And I paid $158.94 every month for about 20 years.
Okay. My follow-up question, and Brent, you kind of hinted at this a little bit. What stupid shit that you shouldn't have spent that money on
school.
Did you guys spend that money on? Yeah. I could argue a theater degree is definitely up. But, like, because that money, if they would ever actually teach people this when you're 18 and stupid, is supposed to cover, like, rent and books and food, you know, the stuff to keep you existing while you're in college.
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys actually use that money on?
While we were in college?
While you were in college. Like, what was that money? Any particularly stupid stuff that you remember wasting the money on?
Food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it like, and I've never had an EBT card. Thankfully, I've never had to. But don't like, if you try to buy certain things, it's like, no. Can't spend it on that. That's how you should get a student loan card, and it should just be for certain things.
Yeah.
It's like if Nintendo 64, it's like, it doesn't go.
They just gave me a big fat check, and they were like, figure it out. Do whatever you want.
Wait, who gave you a check?
Just whatever the student loans.
Sally, May.
At the beginning of the semester, like it would already pay for like the classes themselves. Like that was already kind of taken out. And then the extra money that would go towards, like, because I never lived on campus. I was never in the dorms.
Mm-hmm.
So they would give me the money for the semester. Here's your payout. This is supposed to cover your rent, your food, your books, all that shit.
If I got a check like that, then my parents definitely did not trust me with it because I don't know anything about it. And I don't blame them.
They were very smart then. I'll give you some examples of some stuff that I remember paying. Buying that I should not have. I did get a Nintendo GameCube.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck once. Yeah. I got
was that $150 at launch? $150?
It might have been a little more at launch, but it was around that time.
I cut grass to get one of those brand new.
Whoa. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got it. And because this is how I just was then, because like I would spend all my money on this dumb shit and then immediately need money just to survive for the rest of the semester.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought the Legend of Zelda one that had like a disc that had all the four original games on it.
Mm-hmm.
I got through the first game a little while. My buddy TJ.
TJ!
And just to give a little example, I love TJ. He's a sweet dude. But we always had a joke that all of us, our final words would be like, what the hell are you doing, TJ? he was just that kind of guy that somehow just disaster followed him, both through him just being kind of an idiot and just dumb luck. This is beginning a little deep in the weeds, but on the original Legend of Zelda, the way that you deleted a game save, they had something that they entitled in 1985 as elimination mode.
Okay.
That meant you were deleting the mm-hmm. save. He thought that elimination mode was like a game mode.
Oh no.
Like some sort of thing. So he elimination mode my save. And I was already broke anyway, and I got so frustrated that I just went and traded the GameCube in immediately. I wish I hadn't. That GameCube's worth a little bit of money now. But I remember I did that. There was this nerdy game. I'm not a big comic book guy, but all my friends were, so I kind of tried to get into it for a while. There was this game. It was a tabletop game called HeroClix.
Mm-hmm.
And you would buy these packs, and it would come with like four or five. And there would be characters in the packs.
Mm-hmm.
And those are your pieces that you would use to play. And they had some like rare ones. It really tickled my collection bug.
Yeah.
And I spent hundreds of dollars of student loan money on those things.
Damn.
Yeah. Thank you, America, for voting me third place in 2019. Because that's what I was paying off.
The only thing I can relate to as far as someone fucking over your space and your game is I remember I had one of the big WWF pay-per-views on VHS tape, and I forget which one it was, but this is sometime late 80s, maybe around 1990, and I let my best buddy borrow it.
Mistake.
And, was it Pug?
No, it was not Pug.
Oh, I'll say it anyway, but fuck you, Pug. fuck you, Pug, for making me think it was you.
It's all his fucking fault. All his fault. No, it was the homie Brad, and I let him borrow it for a little bit. And apparently his brother or whatever, his dad, they left the tape in the VHS recorder, and his mom didn't know it was my tape and taped over the entire pay-per-view because she wanted to record the movie Beaches.
And I didn't know that you could tape over like a legitimate tape.
Oh yeah. No, if you have a VHS tape, so we would get the hot box, we would get the illegal cable. Mm-hmm. And I would put the VHS tape in, and I would record for a while. I had a pretty good run of recording as many WWF pay-per-views as possible on VHS. She ended up taping the movie Beaches, which I think was a Bette Midler, fucking coming of age, middle age.
Wasn't it Bette Midler and Barbara Streisand?
I don't know. Some white lady shit that I don't know.
You got Streisand effect, my dog.
Yeah. 1988 musical comedy.
I'm sure Robert Richards has seen it 19 times.
Barbara Hershey.
But yeah, she taped over it. I remember I felt broken when she taped over it. Oh,
brutal. Yeah, it is wild. Like, in the grand scheme of life, that being taped over does not matter, but it lives in your soul to this day.
Yeah.
My similar experience to that wasn't having something taped over. I don't know. To this day, I'm still so furious I did this. When I lived in the trailer park, you could walk to the grocery store from there. And I was
which was the style at the time.
Which was the style at the time, yes. Back when I had legs.
New legs. New legs.
But my sweet mother, Donna, gave me a couple of dollars to go buy some Hot Wheels cars.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a couple of them. But one of my friends that I went with, there was this little pizza place called Renfro's Pizza.
Fuck yeah.
Renfro's.
That was a bunch of Renfro's ran it. It was in the same strip mall.
Renfro's.
It was in the same strip mall area. So we stopped there because he had a little extra money, so he wanted to buy like an ice cream or something. So we were just like sitting at the booth for a while. Hmm. We left. I left the cars there in the bag.
Ugh.
I got home and then I realized, oh no, I forgot the cars. Immediately went back. They were gone. Someone had taken them. And to this day, that I'm sure at the time, twas the cost at the time was probably like 89 cents a piece or something like that.
They're still cheap now.
That $2 still ruins my life that I lost those.
My friend had a similar story. It was back when the PS1 was popular. And another guy brought over a game. It was like WWF Warzone. It was the one with like Stone Cold on in the corner of the turnbuckle, right, Ryan?
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
So my friend had a younger sister, like 4 maybe. And I guess they went to play the game again, and there was, out of the CD, it looked like a bite out of the CD. No, I don't know. Think about how hard a CD is. I don't think a 4-year-old child's going to be able to bite it. So I don't know what you had to like would snap it, but that wouldn't even snap clean, you know.
I've eaten a couple of them, and you got to chew on them for a good while.
Mm-hmm. I'm more of a cassette man myself.
So I like to unravel
pull that
the
tape
cassette.
Out. And just yeah, you yeah. Lady in the Tramp some cassette with your best bro.
That's fucking music spaghetti, if you ask me.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I love my son very much. I do have a certain fear that as he's growing up, before he knows what he's doing, he's going to break some of my shit like that. He's going to take a bite out of my WWF Warzone mm-hmm. for PS1, and I'm going to have to get a new son.
He's going to take your autographed Babe Ruth baseball, try to impress all his so-called friends, and then knock it into a blind man's yard.
Yeah.
And then have to get it back from a dog, very vicious dog.
Yeah, named Hercules.
Hercules. Are you going to finish those goddamn candies by the time this episode's over?
Can you hear me munching on it?
Yes. Yeah. It sounds like you're chewing on wood chips, you lumberjack.
Yeah, you're over there like a hamster who has to chew on wood so its teeth doesn't grow into the head. And,
I'm getting into Foley sound effects recently.
I'm surprised you don't have drool dripping down your face like in the cartoons, you fucking beaver.
This is walking through snow.
Okay.
And then this is a cash register falling down a set of stairs. Zach, can you hear it?
No, we get it.
A cash register falling down a flight of stairs. A very popular sound effect needed in the old talkies.
But hey, when you need it, you need it. And you're glad that I made it.
They all called me a fool when I came up with that one. But who's laughing now?
Yeah, a bullfrog and a blender. I made it, baby.
Should we? What are we doing
tell us about these stupid dogs that you won't stop talking about.
Yeah, tell us about your stupid, slack jawed, overbite, leg humping.
Yeah. Well, you want to talk about me or the dogs?
Both.
Okay. Okay. We already got the one dog, and we got the four kitty cats, and I've never had my own dog ever, because growing up, my parents would get the dogs, and then as an adult, I never pulled the trigger and killed a dog. No, I never pulled the trigger and. I never actually got a dog because I was always like, I'm too busy. I can't handle it. Yada, yada.
That's the responsible thing to think. Don't get a dog if you can't take care of it.
But then, you know, I got to the point recently where I was like, damn, I'm like, you know, how long am I going to go through life without having the experience of getting a dog? And so, plus I thought maybe our boy dog would like it. And so we went to this one shelter near us and it was like heaven. And we saw some dogs, but I was like, you know, there's got to be some shelters that like really need, you know, adoptions. And we ended up talking to a friend of mine and his wife. And she goes, no, there's a kill shelter in Downey that puts a lot of dogs down. We're like, we're going there. And so we went on the 19th and it was overcrowded. The dogs didn't even have names. They just had numbers like they were prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked into this one room and there are these two dogs in cages next to each other, looking dejected and adorable. And for some reason, they were there way longer than they should have been. And it was right before the holidays. And rumor mill is with the kill shelters, they always put dogs down around the holiday, especially before the new year. And we knew that was probably going to happen because one of the dogs, they actually both had kennel cough. But one had kennel cough and the other one they said was like food aggressive. They had them isolated, which is never good because people get scared to adopt them. But they were so goddamn cute. Producer Amal starts bawling her eyes out because she just can't take seeing anyone in pain, especially animals, when they're just sitting there. And some of the cages had like six dogs in one cage. It was just a mess.
How is that even legal? I mean, they're going to kill them. So I guess they don't really care if there's eight dogs in a cage.
It's Downey's a rough area, you know?
Just let them loose if that's – just let them go.
Yeah. So – we went up front and we asked like, hey, what's the, cause the plan was to get one dog, but then the one next to the girl dog was so sad. Like you would even like reach in to pet him and he would put his head down. Like he would cower down. We're like, oh Christ. So we went to the friend and we're like, all right, we want two dogs. What do we got to do? You know,
Well, you want mustard on it?
Yeah. And they were like, well, these
this
dogs
is Chicago.
Are...
You better not be putting ketchup on those dogs.
Relish. So they said, well, these dogs have been here long enough to where they're free. Come back in 4 hours. We're going to do an exam on them, yada, yada. So we come back and we're like, oh, shit. And so we got the two dogs and we got the paperwork on them. They were estimated at 5 years old, which we knew was bullshit. Like, there's no way. So we ended up taking.
Did you count their rings?
I didn't count any rings.
Okay.
Yeah. It's rings on the dick. That's how you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. So we went to our vet and the vet was
41.
Like, I've seen half of the rings. So he was like, yeah, they're both very young. Definitely less than two, probably closer to one. And they actually both got fixed this morning, finally, because we wanted to wait till after the holiday. So now they're in the healing
process. Bob Barker, RIP.
That's right. And the
we're in the cone?
No, the sutures are on the inside. So the doctor was like, there's no need for a cone. Just, you know, don't let them do anything crazy. The girl is definitely feeling it. She's a little bit of whiny. She wants to sleep a lot. The boy, you would have thought he still had his balls. He is just energetic as all hell. But he's kind of battling with the boy dog. So we're thinking about finding the new boy a good home to where he could be the king of the house, because we can't have two kings of the house because that shit gets violent. So
are they fighting?
Fightings.
We talk about dogs fighting.
We could do that. We could charge money for that. What do you guys think?
Yeah. Has anyone ever thought about like getting just a bunch of dogs and having them fight each other?
I mean, I'm not gonna.
Well, they're gonna kill him at that shelter anyway. Yeah,
we'll just go to Downey. We'll get
them. Man, you guys sure adopt a lot of dogs.
Yeah, yeah. Can I have three packed cages, please?
How many do you want? Three cages. And no, I don't think dog fighting is funny. I the character is not sure that.
He's adorable.
I do love the thought of somebody just so cavalier coming in, being like, I'll take these three cages. Could you point me to your most aggressive pooches?
Yeah. Do you guys have a warehouse for lease or something?
Yes.
Like mostly vacant? A guy that's never heard of dog fighting?
Point me to your angriest dog. I want to feel like I'm boxing a kangaroo.
Now, did you name them yet?
Now, here is the little girl, and she has my heart. She's a Chiweeny, they believe, which is a little Dachshund / Chihuahua mix.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little info for anyone who is not familiar with Southern California. From my understanding, most places in the country, if there's dogs in shelters, you're going to find a lot of half pits. Everything is mixed with a pit bull.
And Chihuahua.
In Southern California, almost everything is mixed with a Chihuahua. Like, that's what you find. Like Chihuahua is the dog that's like half of almost every dog you're going to find in a Southern California shelter.
Oh, yeah. They be fucking or getting fucked. One of those.
One is more bitey than the other, and it's not the pit bull.
A lot of times, yeah. So, but the ladies, the girl's name, I think we're going to call her Baby, because that's what I do. I'm like, hey, Baby. So I'm like, I think it's going to be her name.
Hey,
we call
baby.
Her.
I can't wait for you to get comically slapped because some woman thinks you're trying to pick her up when you're just talking to the dog.
Backhand. No, we had her name was Gelby, which means my heart in Arabic, but it's just we're not calling her that because we just don't. So I think it's gonna be Baby the boy. We've had a couple different names, but we're just gonna see what happens. Either way, he's gonna end up having an amazing life, whether it's with us or someone else. So that was pretty much our holiday break. We wanted to take a trip somewhere, but once we got the dogs, we're like, well, nope, gotta let them acclimate. And so it's just basically a shitload of Fortnite happening in my house. So I heard a lot of random shit from the two younger ones. The boy screams like he's a goddamn 4-star general with gibberish yelling to his sister while they're playing Fortnite together. So that's what we had going on.
I will say that when we got our young soup cat, if you see my comedy, my little skits. His nickname is Soup Cat because
he sticks his paw in orifices. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wife Cat. That's what we call him.
Him old elbow deep.
Yeah. He puts his hand in soup or cereal And when we adopted him, his given name at the shelter was Bacon. Nice. And then his brothers and sisters were Eggs, Toast, Pancakes. They just named him breakfast food. So on the little adoption thing, little teeny tiny black cat named Bacon.
I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When I had adopted a cat that I had for a little while, the given name at the shelter was Veronica. I named her Cat.
You have to.
It was just Cat. It worked for Cat. I miss Cat. That was just a period of my life where, like, financially was not going well, so I had to move back in with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom, they had a bunch of dogs there that did not like cats that much, so I basically had to leave Cat locked in my bedroom at all times.
Fair enough.
And that was not a great life, so I gave her away to a friend.
Oh, did you trade that cat for a GameCube?
I could, yeah. I don't want to reveal too much here. I might have elimination mode the cat.
The cat didn't remember a goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Guys, I took to Reddit for this episode.
Well, I was going to ask you, Brent, what about your break? Did you do any more awkward corporates? Or what about shows? Did anyone have any shows over the holidays? I believe you both did.
Yeah, I did a couple of don't tells in Indianapolis at a swingers club.
Oh. How did the swingers go? Because I've done that one.
Yeah, it was fine. I did the game show thing. I don't think you know her, Johnny, but Brent... I'm sure you know Sarah Huntington.
Yeah, I do.
Very, very funny comic. She kind of hosts this like game. It's kind of like a dirty game show. Like you would do a set and then like you're doing like a 15-minute set or so. And then like halfway through, she stops you and there's like a wheel of misfortune. So then like you do the rest of your set with whatever the punishment was.
Uh-huh.
So like my buddy Zach O'Ryan was on the show during his. He had to like be drinking a bottle of hot sauce for the last half. I had to do the last half of mine while basically singing my jokes to the song With Arms Wide Open by Creed.
Now, did they pick that for you?
No, there's a wheel. I literally just spun a wheel, and that's okay.
That's synchronicity.
Yeah, because they know how much I love With Arms Wide Open. but the show, like, it was a very strange show, and not like I will perform a show anywhere. It wasn't because it was a swingers club. Like that didn't make it like weird or gross. Because adults, if everyone's on the same page, do whatever the hell you want. I am not mad about that. Mm-hmm. The only issue was like why it was not a great set is that when you go into somebody, it was almost like doing an office party where everybody like knows each other and they
everybody's
just get drunk and just like talk to themselves basically. So like, since everyone here is part of the swingers club and they all know each other and they enjoy each other's company, they're just heckling the entire time, just like talking. And just like, there was like one woman who just like thought she was clever on everything and just kept making comments, but like the show is already weird enough that you're not gonna like combat, but you're just like, man, like everyone, it's like when you do a private party and it's like, oh, it's our barbecue. All my friends will be there. And everyone just make fun of her tits or whatever. You know, just whatever things they say. And you're just like, man, I'm just here to tell jokes about Soup Cat and get out of here.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I brought producer wife with me. And she, after my set, she said that we thought somebody was getting Jade off in the corner.
Yep. There's a good chance.
And that's...
And again, I'm not judging the life. They can be into whatever they want. They were nice enough people, but they're all too familiar with each other. I mean that biblically.
They've all tasted each other.
Yeah. So they're just you are the television, and they're gonna talk if they want to talk at the television.
If you ask me, it sounds like a whole bunch of human soup cats.
Oh, soup cat. And I will say, but tell me if you thought this was true, Ryan, that there were very pretty women there, lookers, I'd say, but the guys there gave no fucks, and like they'd be basketball shorts and like literally it was like a Roman Reigns WWE t-shirt where these women had dressed up. They're ready to go out, and the guys looked like garbage,
and they were impressed, like, wait, is that guy's
He sits at the head of the table?
That's right.
Is that the tribal chief? No, it's just a fat white dude who got a tribal tattoo. That's different. Yeah, now, yeah, I agree. So not all the women were dressed up, but they were dressed for what the event was. So like some of them were really dressed up. Some of them were just rocking around with basically ass and tits out, like in like lingerie, but they were there for like, that's what the club is. They were cosplaying's not right, but
were
like
they working?
No one's working. Like they're just like, oh, this is our swingers club. So I'm going to dress in lingerie. Like they were dressed appropriately for what the club was.
So wait, is it a business or a nightclub?
It's kind of like a nightclub.
So there's someone's got to work.
Yeah.
Who works there then?
Yeah, there's security. There's bartenders. There's just like whatever.
Oh, okay.
But then they had like side rooms and stuff. Oh. And it's in an old church, right? Like,
whoa. What a perfect thing to put in an old church.
Yeah, but you are correct, Brent. Like the dudes are walking around like they're on work release.
Yeah.
Just like, basically just...
And look, if you saw me dress up, I'm not a guy. I'm not in a tux.
Yeah.
But I'm also
out like this today for a birthday party. Like I'm not exactly a fashion plate. But I would not wear this to my fuck club.
You look more like a fashion bowl.
Yeah, I'll say one of those big old tossed salad bowls.
But yeah, I thought, because it's like sometimes you'll go to a restaurant and it's clearly date night and the woman has put in 10 out of 10 effort. She's put in effort, whether she looks good or not is one thing. But she's dressed up and then the guy looks like a big bowl of shit. And now, I'm like, this is her night. What could you at least try a little bit?
But here's the thing though. If this is a swangers club, that means the lady is on, she's the tomcat on the prowl. Is that what you can assume if she's all done up?
Which is why you would assume the dudes would try to, you know, maybe make themselves a little more presentable.
Yeah. But if you're wearing mesh shorts and a t-shirt, I mean, that's a lot less time getting to the meat of the bone.
But I like what I think happens with a place like that, and I'm not in this world. I could be way off base, but my observation is the women who are involved in something like this, it's because they've had a long introspective thought process about what they want out of sexuality with themselves. So like they're like, you know what? Monogamy's not for me. This is how I feel. Like, this is where I am.
This is how I feel.
And a lot of the dudes are just like, if I join this, I could probably put my dick in something. I think that's the difference.
Yeah. a lot of that going on during the comedy show.
Yeah. But everyone was nice. Like no one skeeved me. Like, it wasn't like weird or gross. It was just, like I said, everyone knew each other too well. And so it was very chatty, but when you're only doing the 12 to 15 minute set and it's like a weird, it's not like I was working a tape to try to submit to anything. You're just doing joke. It was fun. It was nice to see people. I hadn't seen Zacho in a while. I hadn't seen Sarah in a while. So it was fun.
Did they have the sex doll on stage?
No, I think someone had mentioned it, like referenced it. And apparently it had been broken beyond repair.
Oh my God. That poor lady.
Which is why you need two.
You know what they say.
Yeah.
Anything's a sex doll if you fuck it. That is true. Yeah.
It was a very well endowed sex doll too.
Yeah. The I did know, and I did not stay around long enough for this because producer Ann was at my sister's house watching the boy. So I was like, I'm going to get home.
Hey, my wife's watching our kids, so I'll stay and hang out at the fuck club.
Yeah.
They were fucking. They were fucking.
It's midnight. We got to go home and spend some quality time with the kids.
Got to wipe these 9 perfumes off my neck.
Yeah, but so I did not stick around long after the show. Because that was already my second show. I did a Don't Tell right before that.
Mm-hmm.
I was ready to go home anyway. But within seconds of the show ending, they had broken down the stage and they were already setting up like the sex swing and the sex pommel horses.
Cheeks clapping, baby.
Yeah, whatever. They were supportive of the show, but they were also ready to fuck. Everyone was like, let's do what we're doing here.
I've done, you know, with that sex club or other things where you can tell you're clearly the funny waiting room till the main event starts.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it's hard to compete with titties.
And yep. Ryan, you left. So you left a little prematurely, which actually was the mature move to make.
Yeah. Again, I'm giving no judgment on their lifestyle.
No.
That is not for me. It just wasn't. That is not something that I could tell you. Some people would have like a morbid curiosity where they would hang out for a while or what. I was like, I don't need, like, nope. Yeah. I have a sick child at home. I'm gonna get out of here,
dude. And most people, whoever might be listening to this may have heard the Cat Williams Shannon Sharp interview, and it was very entertaining. But in reaction to it, Brandon T. Jackson, I guess he was mentioned by Cat Williams at one point, who's an actor. People know him from Tropic Thunder.
I think I opened up for him one time.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think he's still a comic. He was telling a story about how when he was at the Hollywood parties when he was really young. He's like, I'll never forget, like, Denzel was at this one party with me, and he goes, one word of advice or one piece of advice, leave the party early before the devil show up. And Denzel would always say that. He goes, I'm leaving before the devil show up. That's what Ryan did. He left before the devil yep. show up.
And I've always been that guy. Like, our buddy Chris Bowers, who used to own Morty's, which was my home club in Indianapolis for years before it closed down.
Now it's a Panera.
Yeah.
No way. Really?
Which now there's definitely people killing there. It's lemonade. But he used to call me the most boring comedian in Indianapolis. Cause when you don't drink and you don't do that, like,
yeah,
I would show up, do my set. I would hang out with my friends for a little bit. And then the second Bowers would be like, we're all going to my house. Cause he had the party house. He had like a hot tub. It's where all the booze was. And for me, I was just like, see ya. I was ready to go. Yeah.
Bowers is a guy that literally wears a tux every day.
All the time. Every day.
He looks like the devil.
Yeah. 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 If you just envision the angel and devil on your shoulder.
Yeah.
That motherfucker, the devil. He just, and I love Bowers. He's one of my best friends. He's a great dude, but like. He just knew, and he never took personal offense. It wasn't like a peer pressure thing. I just made it very clear. Whatever's about to happen after this, the fun night of comedy is not something I'm going to enjoy. So I'm going to go ahead and head home.
Dude, we did that on New Year's Eve. We went up to, cause I think the older, I don't know about you guys, but like the older I get, the less shit I get invited to by people. And I'm like, I'm okay with it. So I got invited to one party on New Year's Eve, and it was by my buddy Sean, who's known as LA Knight in WWE, because they had a show on the 30th in LA, and he decided to stay in town, and they rented out like a really nice Airbnb in like the LA area. And he's like, hey, we're having a New Year's party. Because when we were roommates, we would have New Year's parties at our place. Like, we would always usually have Halloween and New Year's parties. So he's a big fan of those. And so I convinced her. I'm like, hey, you know what? Like, last year we just stayed in, you know, let's, you and I go up, the kids can play Fortnite and have fun, whatever. And so we go up there, and it was a lot of people in not a massive area, and it was all right. Got to see some people, but her and I both don't drink, so we're just sipping on some waters, saying hi to people, talking to people, and like 10 minutes after the ball dropped, I was the one that was like, ready to go home. She's like, are you sure? I'm like, pretty fucking sure. We could just go now. Because at one point, you see everyone you want to see, and you're like, what else am I going to do? It's only going to get weirder as the night goes on after New Year's.
Yeah. Yeah. When I go to an event like that, I want to see my friends. I don't want to see my friends drunk.
Yeah.
Because then you're not reminiscing about anything anymore. It's just when I feel like I have to become a babysitter, that's when I leave. And I'm just like, nah, because I'm not going to have a good time if I'm worried that all my friends are going to jump off the fucking balcony or whatever the hell dumb shit they're doing. It's like, okay, you guys have fun. I'm out of here.
Yep. That's the way it is. Brent, what'd you do on New Year's Eve?
Nothing.
Fuck yeah.
I had shows the 29th and 30th in Cleveland.
How'd those go? Oh, you were at Hilarities?
Hilarities, one of my favorite clubs.
I heard it's amazing. Once I start doing stand-up, I'm hoping to get there someday.
It is the best food in comedy.
God damn.
The restaurant they're attached with, which I think the restaurant is, it's a restaurant called Pickwick and Frolic.
Pickwick and Frolic. And it's like, I don't know if it's 5-star. But for
comedy clubs, it's like 8-star.
Yeah.
It is amazing. And just every night you get it. You can get a steak if you want. You can just whatever you want. It's phenomenal. Oh. The only club that I think is close is Off the Hook in Naples, Florida. Hmm. It's a fantastic seafood restaurant as well.
Okay.
It is really damn good.
Had a guy show up dressed as me. I've seen it. He's been out to the show before, but I got a picture with him again. And he was dressed up and had my Mike Pence shirt on and red hat. I think it wasn't MAGA, but it was another hat. So it had sunglasses. He was me.
Yeah.
He showed up.
Did he walk up to you and started singing, "People like you, people like me"?
Yeah, so good shows. And I did nothing. I was going to go see the Christmas Story house again because it's been a few years. And then I'm like you, Johnny. The show was over, and I drove 5 hours home.
Wow.
And that was it. And this is one of the nicer hotels, too.
Yeah,
it's a hotel where you got to use the key to get in the elevator to go up to the floor. That's how nice it is.
I mean, I don't blame you, though. You finish your late show on the night of the 30th. That way you wake up in your own bed on New Year's Eve. I mean, I get it. Mm-hmm. If you could fly, you could drive home. Why not, bro?
Yeah, I am always a huge fan of the get the fuck home as fast as possible. The amount of 6 a.m. flights that I take on a Sunday morning to get my ass home.
I have one more thing if you want to do this and then wrap up, fellas.
Let's we have so much time. We're doing a 4-hour episode today. Let's just
took to Reddit. Are you guys familiar with Am I the Asshole?
Yes. Yes. Now, what about Reddit?
Well, Reddit is
I assume you're just asking if you're the asshole and just.
Oh shit! My bad.
I would say yes. I would say yes.
So this is I'm going to pose this and then ask, am I the asshole? So this is from somebody that wrote in. I'm just going to get right to it. My 25, this lady is a 25-year-old female and boyfriend is 28 male, likes to be called daddy in bed.
Oh.
I've obliged this request, but it's starting to creep me out, and I've decided I don't want to do it anymore. He's not happy with it, and he insists it has nothing to do with the connotation of the word. He just simply enjoys hearing me say it. Quotes, since he wasn't budging on the issue, or no, there's no quote. Since he wasn't budging on the issue, I told him I'd like for him to call me grandma in bed as a compromise. He didn't like the option and said it was giving him visuals he would prefer not to have. Like, okay, join the fucking club. Anyway, the last time he tried to initiate intimacy with me, I started to refer myself to myself as grandma in the third person. And he flew off the handle, said I ruined the mood, made him feel gross, and I was being ridiculous. I think I proved my point, but he thinks I'm being an asshole. So, am I the asshole?
I cream fighter.
That's how that story ends. Oh boy. No, I don't think no.
Johnny, you like to be called daddy in bed. That's what you said off mic.
Who's
and
she?
You said when you and I were in bed, you said call me daddy.
No, I whispered it to you, Ben Brent.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd make producer Ann call me Crip Daddy.
Crip Daddy. I prefer Batman. Man.
Yeah. But it's only because I'm literally a crippled father now. That's that's why. It's an identifier more than anything.
So what's the question? Who's the asshole?
So he's the asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe her technique of what she did, but like clearly he wasn't respecting her boundary. Like if someone's not comfortable, I've never understood this.
Me neither.
But like, even if there's something I'm into, but she's not, I can't enjoy it if I feel like she's being forced, like if she's miserable doing the thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's from having growing up with low self-esteem and thinking that no woman wanted me. I'm just happy that someone's willing to touch my dick.
Kudos and ditto.
If you want me to give you a list of requests that I would enjoy, I can do that, but at the end of the day, you're willing to touch my dick.
Yep.
You've done enough. That's all you are. Like you've already given me a gift that you can't possibly know.
Seriously, no, I'm with you. I'm not veering off the script. I'm not going improv. Like I'm sticking to what I think will keep things moving. That's what I'm doing.
Ryan, I just picture you with your request. You cut to Chris Jericho standing in the ring with that scroll.
The scroll. The 1,000 sex. Weirdly, a lot of my list was his list too.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm like, can I give you an arm bar?
Arm bar.
can I give you the Saskatchewan twist?
Now, so Grandma is off the table. What about Nana?
What about Meemaw?
Meemaw.
Well, see, I mean, Meemaw doesn't work because that's what we call old Donna.
Grandma's yeah. Meemaw. I want you to call me Gigi. That Nana. To me.
I feel like Meemaw is something that dudes would yell when they climax. You know, they accidentally just, oh, Meemaw, you know?
Meemaw!
I prefer they do it like a donkey hee-haws. Meemaw! and a foghorn.
I sound like a sad tugboat when I go. I sound like I'm disappointed coming into port.
Yeah.
And then someone just walks in with a fucking net of shrimp. That's all you got.
Yeah. We were joking. Good, my sister and sweet Robert were in town for the last 4 or 5 days. They just went home today, actually. And we were joking about how I was able to father a child.
Oh.
Mine wasn't a sad tugboat. It was just basically me going, uh-oh! That's when we knew. Oops!
Oops, I shit my pants.
Oops!
There's that Doug Benson joke. He's like, I like to give the woman a countdown. I'll be like, 10, 9, whoops.
Dude, Brian Scalaro, who is definitely a strange guy, but very funny.
Love Brian. He's a weird dude.
Yeah, he had such a funny, still has such a funny joke where he talks about, he's like, I feel like the best time to kill someone is on New Year's Eve during the countdown. You just take the knife. You're like 10, 9, 8, 7. Anyways, on that note, let's all put ourselves over. Or Ryan, do you want to go through the patrons first?
I can do that.
Okay, let's go through the.
You have a learning disability.
We have no new patrons.
But we didn't lose any over the holidays. That's a win.
No, I don't think we did.
Patreon.com/cafeteriapod. For as little as $5 a month, you get a bonus episode every single week that's exclusive for you. It's about 20 minutes every time.
People like you. People like me.
You get that. Whenever we feel like putting up like videos of random stuff, you get sneak peeks on things extra. You're some of the only people that have got to see Owen.
Mm-hmm. Aaron!
Our my sweet boy. It's a lot of fun in there. You could be like these fine human beings. Mikey 3D, Riskinverse, Lil Jesse, the Ginger Beard Man, Sarah Katsini, Misty Young, Kermit Paddock, Christina Downey. Jeff from Philly, Casey Venema.
Ronda.
Craig Monroe, Nicole, Josh Hughes, TC Libby, Prefro, Todd Curtis, Jacob Schwartz, Amanda, Matthew Malin, Jason, the Mondo Magpie Nicholson, and his tag team partner, Mike Mad River Madman Hawk, Bronwyn Devonshire, the lady, Tom Springsteen, aka Da Boss, Bart Krasafi, JR, and Throbbin.
Is this a loop?
Oh, no. That's how you got to start off the new year, bro.
Robin, for fuck's sake. Pace yourself. It's January.
She's thinking about watching the movie Beaches again.
That's the patrons. Please join. We have a good time, and it puts food in our mouths.
Mouth.
We have a damn good time. Well, who wants to talk about their careers first? One of you fucking choose.
I'll go first.
Okay.
This week, as you're hearing this, I'll be in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, January 11th, and Des Moines, Iowa, the 12th and the 13th. Coming up, Brownsburg, Indiana, Cincinnati, Ohio, Kokomo, Indiana, Harrisburg, PA.
God damn.
I'll be at the Paxton, Illinois at a winery, and then the next night I'll be in... Peoria, Illinois, at the Jukebox. And then we're starting to record new episodes of the Coming to Get You a Horror Movie podcast, and we're going to start with Skinamarink, very controversial film last year.
I have not heard of that one.
It's it either sucks or is great, depending on who you are.
Is it a horror?
It's a horror. It's a horror movie podcast, Johnny.
Well, I know that, but I mean,
Skinamarink.
You condescending fuck. I know it's a horror movie.
why would you ask if it was a horror?
Well, because I figured I would have.
Literally the theme.
If it came out last year, I figured maybe I would have heard of it. I thought maybe they were trying something new for the 2024.
Son of a bitch. Oh,
fuck. People love it or hate it.
Okay. What do you think?
Just like Johnny, except for no one loves it.
No.
What I think is you should listen to the goddamn episode.
Yeah. Just like Johnny, who most would rather do without.
Yeah, without.
All right, Ryan, go ahead.
Cripplethreat.com, Cripplethreat 8 on all the things. My special is still out there, I guess. Unarmed and Dangerous on Amazon Prime and Tubi. Watch that. That's neat. As far as touring, January 18th through the 20th, I'm in Rosemont, Illinois at Zany's Comedy Club. February 9th in Peru, Indiana. February 10th, I'm in Bowling Green, Kentucky. February 11th, I'm in Washington, Indiana. And March, I'm in back in South Dakota again. I'm in St. Charles, Missouri. I'm in Fort Wayne, Indiana. In May, I got Tulsa, Wabash, Indiana. Wow. The summer, I'm doing New Mexico, my least favorite state in the union.
Oh,
but we'll make it work. Just come to a show, man. I'm working on adding some new stuff now while I'm still stay-at-home dadding, doing my best. Planning on doing more stuff on my YouTubes. If you could follow that as well, it's Cripple Threat 8 on the YouTubes. I want to get more stuff out. I think I'm going to start doing some vlogging, see how that goes, because that's something I can easily do without much editing skill, and that's how I'm going to start.
Hell yeah, dog. Oh, okay. Oh, my God. Was that the croup?
I think I got the croup, dog. The end of me.
Oh, man. All right. January 19th, I will be at Sacramento State University. I'm going to be calling Uriah Faber's A1 Combat. So if you like the MMA, it's on UFC Fight Pass. I'll be doing that. And January 20th, my first ever Don't Tell show, hot off the presses, guys.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it'll be a Don't Tell in Encinitas, I believe, which is north of San Diego. Mm-hmm. And then Saturday, February 3rd, I'll be in San Antonio. I'll be at the Upstage Comedy Lounge. One show, one night. Headlining that bitch, trying to sell these tickets. So Cafeteriaites, if you know anyone near San Antonio or within a driving distance, let me know. I want them to be at the goddamn show. And then the next day, I'll be calling the Ultimate Women of Wrestling TV taping, also in San Antonio. And so got that coming up. Beyond that, I don't really – oh, I'm doing the Jericho Cruise January 26th to 30th, which I believe is probably sold out at this point. So other than that – that's what we got. I'm just going to hit this one more time to start the new year. Those sound good back to back.
And here's my sound effect of a bicycle and sound of a helium balloon.
Okay. That's the end as always.